KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Wyoming became the first state in the U.S. to specifically ban abortion medication. The governor signed a bill into law Friday. It takes effect in July. The International Criminal Court Friday issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin, alleging crimes against humanity in Ukraine. Russia called the warrant void, but it comes ahead of a visit to Russia from Chinese leader Xi Jinping. ABC's Britt Clennett has more from Hong Kong.
For the Chinese side, this is fresh from brokering the Saudi-Iran deal. You know, China is hoping it can kind of continue this role of peacemaker, with Xi very keen to earn respect as a statesman on the world stage. And there are also expectations of a call between Xi and Zelensky as well, or at least the White House hopes so.
President Biden called for tighter regulations for banks following the recent turmoil in the banking industry. And Fairleigh Dickinson University of New Jersey became the second 16 seed ever to upset a number one seed in the NCAA tournament, beating Purdue 63-58. This is ABC News. A historic upset in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, tiny Fairleigh Dickinson University of New Jersey became just the second number 16 seed to beat a number one seed. They toppled the Big Ten champions Purdue 63-58. California's San Quentin State Prison houses the largest death row in the nation, but the governor of California announced Friday some of the most dangerous inmates will be moved out to make way for a Scandinavian-style rehabilitation center.
It'll no longer be San Quentin State Prison. Instead, it becomes San Quentin Rehabilitation Center. The controversial move to relocate condemned inmates and turn San Quentin into a place for lower-level inmates to learn how to re-enter society, job skills, cooking, doing laundry. Governor Gavin Newsom says something has to be tried to prevent the high level of inmates who reoffend when they get out.
For us, this is about real public safety.
But some families of victims oppose the change. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Making sure there's air sealing around windows and doors can produce savings on your bill. And energy experts say electric heat pumps have come down in price and are now more reliable in extremely cold weather. David Kalata of the Citizens Utility Board agrees that heat pumps are a strong alternative to natural gas, but he stresses they still might be out of reach for low-income households and that policymakers need to offer more incentives to make them accessible to everyone. Meanwhile, he says maximizing these options will make a difference.
And if you take advantage of this program and then you'll seal cracks in windows and maybe install energy efficient light bulbs, all of that works together holistically.
For those worried about their heat being disconnected this winter, Most Midwestern states have cold weather rules, which require utilities to offer a payment arrangement to avoid that scenario.
Budget billing programs don't save you money over the course of a year, but they smooth out your payments, so you pay less in the winter and more in the summer.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers men's basketball team is in postseason play, and you can hear the action from the National Invitational Tournament on these local Civic Media radio stations.
Wisconsin hosts Liberty in the second round of the NIT this Sunday with an 11 a.m. tip-off.
WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. In Richland Center, dial up WRCE, 1450 AM or 107.7 FM. And in Amory, tune in 1260 AM, WLAK. Every win in the NIT, find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the app.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
St. Patrick's Day weekend. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yauman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw, especially during this Women's History Month and on the St. Patrick's Day weekend. And in this very moment, we are living Women's History with today's very special guest. Waukesha, please say good morning to Coach Libby Andrews-Miller and members of her mock trial team here to celebrate their second state championship in 3 years after their third consecutive trip to states in a row. Can you say dynasty? And I know Anastasia, my engineer, say hello to everyone. She's doing the woo-woo. I love it. Did you go to Waukesha?
No, but I was in mock trial. I didn't realize you really? Guys love were mock it. Trial team. So go mock trial, yes.
And who did you compete for? What school?
I competed for the prestigious Wausau West University.
High school. I love it.
They did really well this year.
They did.
I think they took third. Yes.
I'm so proud.
That is fantastic. So, yes, and we were giving Libby's full name, her maiden name, because she is also a Waukesha South graduate. So, Blackshirt Pride in the house. And, you know, we've got quite a few coaches that were South graduates. John Stillman, the new varsity baseball coach. Bo Richter, who's been the basketball coach for 11 years. And other coaches throughout the school. So, but you are like the Pat Summit or the Coach K, if you will. Like, you are two state championships in 3 years. And I would be remiss if I didn't introduce you to the guests or members of the team. Junior Reed Miller, spoiler alert, Libby is Reed's mom, but it's none of this coach's son thing. He is a phenom in his own right. And coming out of the shadows now that his sister's graduated, she was on that state championship team 2 years ago, and Reed is making a name in his own right. But my knowing him as well as I did, he always has. And Reed's a junior. And then our senior, Talani Sopau. Say hello, you two.
Hi.
Hello.
I love it. So, and one of the powers I still have as a former alderman that I did as an alderman, and really anybody could do this, but I reached out to the mayor's office, and they will be doing another proclamation for this mock trial team. Two state titles in 3 years. So, but Reed, you're the one that'll have to speak. I know your sister Margaret did last time, so. But
I'll throw something together, I promise.
Yeah. So, but the mayor, you know, he was going to call in, or we're trying to get him to call in, but he's vacationing in Florida, and that's how he spends St. Patrick's Day every year. Maybe the only Irish mayor in America that gets to go out of town during St. Patrick's Day, because we don't have a lot of Irish here in Waukesha, or at least not a real active community. But I know it was a fun St. Patrick's Day here downtown. I know I had a great St. Patrick's Day at home, making shepherd's pie and cold can. And there's leftovers if you guys want to stop by. Yes. And watching March Madness. And, like, that's what better way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Did you guys watch the Purdue game?
I did. I was.
Wasn't that fantastic?
It was insane.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Don't tell. I hope none of my managers are listening right now. I was washing dishes in the back of Potbelly, just having the game on my phone, like inside of a pan, hidden. But I watched the whole game. I was freaking out, not to make noise. It was awesome.
We were pretty excited about Marquette's win as well.
We were.
Yeah, and I was pretty excited about Michigan State's win. So it'll be a big game tomorrow. I know I have to keep a low profile if Michigan State wins. I kind of hope Marquette wins. I'm a big Shaka Smart fan, and it's great to see the local team do well. And I'm old enough to remember when they won it all in 77 with Al McGuire. But speaking of championships, too, I got to give a big shout out to another Waukesha South program. The 8th grade boys basketball Black Shirts team won the middle school state championship last Sunday or last weekend. So congrats to them. We're hoping to have their coach and some of their players on the show at a future date. But very exciting. Great news for those young kids. Back to our friends here on the mock trial team. So for everybody's benefit there, how does a mock trial competition game match, or they're actually trials? How does that work, Libby?
So it's exactly what it sounds like. The kids put on a trial. We receive a case packet from the state bar in about October.
From the bar?
From the state bar. It has, so this year's case was criminal. So it has a criminal complaint. It has jury instructions. We get the rules of evidence. We have affidavits for various witnesses. And then the students have to prepare to try both sides of the case, either as prosecution or defense. So we have three students on each side who act as attorneys and three who are witnesses, and they compete against another team. So if you're on prosecution, you're trying to establish that the defendant is guilty. And if you're on the defense,
beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right. And the kids know exactly what reasonable doubt means. And we're not searching for doubt. What are we searching for?
The truth.
The truth. So
if we're prosecuting.
So it's not a real life trial then. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't say that.
Right. And so if you're on defense, you're trying to convince the jury that the defendant is not guilty. And the jury consists of three attorneys who score the case. They score every part of the round. They score opening statements, direct examinations, witness performance, and then a presiding judge who just votes for the overall winner. So typically there are three ballots.
Okay.
And you need to win two ballots to win your round. So that's how the trial works. And we work on the case, like I said, starting in October. This is March. So we've been working on the case for several months now.
Wow. That's cool. And then is like what, how many trials do you have in, say, a regular season, if we may use sports terms?
So the true season is really just regionals. And if you advance out of regionals, the state tournament. But some local schools host scrimmages or sort of mini tournaments throughout the season. Brookfield Central and Brookfield Academy both host scrimmages. And this year, we actually participated in more scrimmages than we ever had.
Do you think it's unfair to say that we did more rounds during scrimmages than we did in actual competition? Because I think that's correct.
I think it was exactly the same, because we had three tournaments and we had three trials at each tournament. Then we had four rounds at regionals and five rounds at state.
Right. Okay. So it was 18 total matches, nine of which were like scored officially.
Okay. And then do each students get up, of like the three lawyers, do they all get to make arguments? Or is there like kind of one lead attorney like you see on TV or on court TV?
It's usually pretty evenly split because there are three witnesses. There are three witnesses on each side. So each attorney is usually assigned to one witness to cross-examine and direct-examine a witness.
Nice.
But then we have statements. So three attorneys on a side. One will give an opening statement. Then we have the middle attorney who doesn't give a statement but just handles witnesses.
Okay.
And then the third attorney gives the closing argument.
And this is not super conventional, but on our team, Talani gives both openings and I give both closings. Typically, you would split those up again among a couple attorneys, but we had them on lock this year, as they say.
But this year, for our scrimmages, we actually had all of the attorneys give a statement, but when we came to competition, it was Talani and Reed, and that strategy obviously paid off. Both Talani and Reed received outstanding attorney awards at the state tournament, which is almost unheard of to have two students from the same school receive that award.
Wow.
But no disrespect to our other two attorneys on the team. They are phenomenal. They did very well. They're both sophomores. They did very well at our scrimmages, scored highly. So the future of the program looks very bright.
Well, and I remember Reed was on that team as a freshman 2 years ago that won state. So you do a good job of grooming them when they're young. Is that fair to say?
As a prosecutor, I'm not sure I'd agree with that terminology.
Yeah. But speaking of training them, whatever you want to say. But
well, they put in all of the work. And we actually have three teams, and we have so many just phenomenal underclassmen that we really have, I think, two of the best teams in the state.
Wow.
I would agree with that.
But unfortunately, only one team is allowed to advance per school.
Does either side get to object, just like they're, objection, Your Honor,
oh my
badgering
gosh.
The witness?
All you
the
would not believe how well these kids know the
but
rules of evidence.
You can't say badgering the witness if you're at state, right? You got to use
you
a different.
Can. Oh, no, you can.
You can say that.
You, okay. can, you can say badgering.
And they're not offended there in Madison if you.
I don't think that's an objection that we have used.
I
don't remember
there,
us.
There was probably
it.
A point this year where I could have whipped out that objection, but
no, tend to have our objections be a little more refined.
Yeah.
No, the kids are masters at the rules of evidence, better than many attorneys that I work with. It's great.
Sure, sure. Now, do you see? Because I have the great fortune of knowing Reed. He played baseball and basketball with my son for many years, and. They remain good friends in high school, and you have an interest in technology or numbers, I believe, right?
I'm a pretty big math guy right now. Yes.
Yeah, but is law school a possibility for you or for you, Talani?
I would
knowing the success and obviously it's gonna be fun for you. Yeah.
I would say it's probably the most. I don't necessarily know if any career is like likely to happen at this point. They're all pretty close together, like whether I want to do something in math, whether I want to do something in law or government or poli sci. But I mean, you know, law school would obviously help with the background if I was going into government as well. But I would say that it's probably the most probable outcome at this point is that I go to some sort of law school. If you ask me right now,
fantastic.
Who knows how I'll feel in a year or 2 years, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. How about you, Talani?
Law school isn't necessarily out of the picture, but it's not really in the picture right now.
Sure. What other interests do you have, like areas of school that you're excited about?
Education.
Nice. Oh, teaching.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's great.
She'd be a great teacher.
She would be a great teacher.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, good.
But the kids learn so many skills in mock trial aside from just how to be a lawyer. It's public speaking.
Right.
Thinking on your feet. Working
Research.
With teammates. Right. It just so many... good life skills that they can use no matter what career they decide to have in the future.
Sure, sure. How many hours would you say are required to, like, you know, like, again, I'm using a lot of sports analogies, but I'm even with other types of clubs or with theater, there's a certain amount of hours you can guarantee you're going to put in to have any type of success. How much would you say you guys are averaging on a daily basis or weekly basis during the season, if you will?
Can we answer this?
You can answer.
Yeah.
Well, that's tough because it fluctuates so much. Basically, we'd work whenever we could.
Okay.
But working whenever we could with just how packed our schedules were a lot of the time. Like, we coincided directly with the musical at some points.
There you go.
We have kids who, you know, almost everyone on our team works a job outside of mock trial. So overall, very inconsistently, very broken up. We'd have to meet during like 30-minute increments multiple times a day.
Sounds great.
It was probably about 10 hours a week at the start. And
so, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about all the other activities and commitments this young mock trial team and their coach are involved in when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project.
transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl.
Do you know this one, Reed?
It's a tearjerker.
It's not very uplifting.
You know it. Michael, it's The Fields of Athenry by Patty Riley as This Week in Waukesha returns, and it's become an anthem at Irish soccer and rugby matches. The chorus line. You can play that, Anastasia, if you want. Don't be afraid of your freedom. This is the opening line. But it's a story about a guy being in prison for stealing food for it's during the Irish famine in the 1840s so he could feed his kids. And yeah, it just, as Reed said, it really tears at the heartstrings. But the chorus line here has become, you'll hear this at Irish soccer and rugby matches or other sporting competitions. It's become kind of an anthem. And I want him to do it at South sporting events or mock trial even. The Fields of Athenry. Where'd you go, Anastasia? For once.
It's not a pump-up song.
But you get enough kids, you get enough people to yell it, though, really loud, and people get fired up.
The middle of a trial.
No, at the end. So, okay, Anastasia, you can take it off. Thank you. So, but normally after my show, Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel comes on, but Jim won't be here today, and Anastasia helped me with this from a programming standpoint. He will be at the Wisconsin Grassroots Festivals with our other colleague, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show, and it's a gathering of activists and leaders from grassroots groups from around the state, and so I'm really excited. So Jim will be broadcasting from there, which sigh of relief because he coaches the rival mock trial team at Brookfield Central.
And Brookfield Academy.
I stand corrected. Brookfield Academy. Jim, apologies if you're listening. And Jim's he's a gracious host because he brings in cannolis for me and my guests on occasion. So he would have had he would have had to bring in like a half dozen, I think, for our crew here today.
We miss you, Jim.
Yeah. Love it. So best of luck to Earl and Jim, and I encourage all listeners to check that out. Do you know what time that goes on till today that we'll be covering that, Anastasia? Nope. So, okay. But I know Calvin will be coming in to help cover that as well from the engineering standpoint. But we were talking about, these are obviously bright young minds, and during the break, Coach Libby was saying that you got to be pretty smart to be in mock trial. You got to be at least a very tenacious student, correct?
Yes.
And being great students, they're also great, well-rounded people, and so they're active. They work. Like Reed mentioned, he was what's that word? Quiet quitting at Potbelly. At least during Mark Madness. He wants to stay committed there, but he plays tennis, and he's played other sports in the past, like basketball and baseball. I was trying to get him to play football at one point, but again, a very bright mind, you know, not the better of that. So, Talani, what do you like to do? What else are you involved in?
I'm an avid member of Waukesha South's Black Shirt Players drama department.
Nice.
By avid member, do you mean president?
But I also
president?
An avid too.
I do mean president.
Oh, wow.
I'm also like president of the choir department. We have a after school advanced choir like that that is going to WSMA district this weekend at Waukesha West.
Wow.
Almost Congrats. Everyone in mock trial is involved in either a music or a sport.
Love it.
I don't know. Mock trial is just.
So you guys could sing the Fields of Athenry after a big victory, you know, or at least or to kind of pump you up. But you just got to. Now, Reed also has a band. You still have the band going, right?
Yes, we do. We're doing quite a few shows right now. At least we're trying to look for them. It's a little bit of a curve right now because we've played a lot of the local venues. Like we've played Cactus Club. We went up to Madison to play the Rigby. Wow. It's hard for us to book shows because two of our members are. Under 18.
Yeah.
And so we can't play bars or anything like that. But we have our album out right now on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere where music is streamed, called Open Book. The artist's name is Bunny Blues. It's really I think a very good record. No bias. But
sure. You have an album out.
Yeah, very proud of
it. Fantastic. Well, we'll have to come back. We'll have to play some tunes. Have you come back in the summer?
Absolutely.
A little jam. So
absolutely.
Do you ever because we tonight from 6 to 12 every Saturday night we have what's called Max Inc. Radio, and you can check out live bands out of Madison. And so we should talk to Rocker about getting your band. What's the name of your band again?
Bunny Blues.
Bunny Blues.
We make rock music. We don't make blues music. We make sad music.
Hey, but
it's not really blue.
Blues is a big driver to rock, right? It's one of the fathers.
Definitely true. Yeah.
Blues, jazz, and so. Mm-hmm. I love it. So terrific. And so, yeah, very musically inclined. I think that's fantastic. Now, I don't know if you saw the Facebook post promoting the show, but it was that moment, and I think I got it from yours, that moment where you both won and you're like, you know, like, and you're rising.
The jump.
Yeah.
Well, so we were not expecting that in the moment.
I was feeling pretty.
Yeah, we were pretty dejected when they took the break.
I just think we were very worn and tired after having to try that case so many times that we got really nervous because the last go ahead.
You know, say can I? Well, no, finish what you're saying.
The last time we had done the state competition, we felt like we won by a very wide margin.
Right.
This time when we walked out, we felt like it was very close, and I think we have a very pessimistic mindset when it comes to figuring out when we won rounds, because we always underestimate how well we did. And so when we went back in, we were just kind of really holding out.
But was it you, or was it the level of the competition you were going up against? Did they give you stiffer?
Shorewood was excellent. I mean, we went against Shorewood both years, but they were a completely different team this year.
So it's more of a credit to you guys that you survived. Even if you didn't think you were having a great day, you were playing against much tougher competition. And
yeah.
You know, when you raise the level up, that's exciting. It's definitely great for the there's such a thing as a fan experience in mock trial.
Well, it was great in the final because the state bar had a photographer. We don't have that in other rounds. We can't record our rounds. So it was fantastic that she caught that moment on film, because I if you know the kids, everybody's personality is perfectly encapsulated in that picture. Everyone's reaction's a little different.
So when we come back from the break, I want to hear more about the actual trial, because you said you've tried it before, and then also what's next for you guys. I understand there's national competition, and some of your alumni that are also doing really well in the collegiate level, including another member of the Miller family, Margaret. When This Week in Waukesha continues, don't go away. Let's talk. Plus some news on more news on Carroll Sports, as well as some great opportunities for participating in the future of our city planning downtown. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Wyoming became the first state in the U.S. to specifically ban abortion medication. The governor signed a bill into law Friday. It takes effect in July. The International Criminal Court Friday issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin, alleging crimes against humanity in Ukraine. Russia called the warrant void, but it comes ahead of a visit to Russia from Chinese leader Xi Jinping. ABC's Britt Clennett has more from Hong Kong.
For the Chinese side, this is fresh from brokering the Saudi-Iran deal. You know, China is hoping it can kind of continue this role of peacemaker, with Xi very keen to earn respect as a statesman on the world stage. And there are also expectations of a call between Xi and Zelensky as well, or at least the White House hopes so.
President Biden called for tighter regulations for banks following the recent turmoil in the banking industry. And Fairleigh Dickinson University of New Jersey became the second 16 seed ever to upset a number one seed in the NCAA tournament, beating Purdue 63-58. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's longtime Secretary of State is retiring after more than 40 years in office. Governor Evers is appointing former State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski to take Doug LaFollette's place. Wisconsin voters will decide if judges should have more discretion when setting bail. Social justice groups want you to vote no. Jonathan McCray Jones is with the ACLU.
Pretrial detention was never about the safety of the community, but selling the illusion of safety as justification for mass incarceration, government revenue, and outdated racist and classist policies.
Wisconsin votes on April 4th. In sports, Marquette beats Vermont to kick off the big dance. They'll play Michigan State Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Week the Waukesha returns, and this is Buddy Holly by Weezer, and Reed has this actually on vinyl, correct?
Yeah, I'm a massive Weezer fan. I have like 5 records.
I love it. Amazing. I love fan. It. So we're going to talk about, but before we were talking about the type of trial that you did, as well as some of your what some of your alumni are doing now, but and the fact you're going to Nationals. But really quick, I was talking earlier about how did you spend your St. Patrick's Day yesterday, and I must one group of people I know had a great time was our Carroll University softball team that was in Claremont, Florida, and they were victorious over Bowdoin College 8-7, improving the record to 7-9. So congrats to them. There's also some other great Carroll accolades this week. Steve Hermsden of Carroll's men's indoor track and field finished his indoor track career last Saturday, right after our show, with a 10th place finish at the 2023 NCAA Division III Indoor Track and Field Championship shot put. He finishes his indoor career as a 2-time All-American in the weight throw, a 4-time national qualifier, and owns both indoor throwing records in the weight throw and the shot put. So congrats to Steve. And a couple other accolades here from Carroll before we return to Reed Talani and Coach Libby is a shout-out to Vanessa Altenbrick, who becomes Carroll University's first woman indoor track and field shot put thrower to become an All-American. She finished 8th in the event at the the same event in Birmingham. And who else is here? Maria Falk ended her indoor season with an 11th place finish. Udenbrook's only a junior from Kaukauna, and Falk is a sophomore from Oshkosh. So looking forward to seeing more great things from the ladies, and more on Carroll sports later in the show. But back to our mock trial team, our state championship mock trial team, our 2-time state champion mock trial team. A lot of hardware in just 3 years, and then you got 1 year left of eligibility. Reed and Talani, will you be doing mock trial in college, you think?
It is the goal to do mock trial in college. However, if it depends on where you go, because
sure,
mock trial teams are really hard to get onto at the collegiate level.
I bet. But you've got a lot of so let's see, Margaret Miller. Does she go by Maggie, or I always forget?
Either.
Okay. She's on Madison's mock trial team, and they're going to nationals, right, just like you guys are?
Yes. Shayla Pacheco, another South grad, is also on that team.
So congrats there. And then Ava Savickles on Loyola's, and she got a mention, if you will, a recognition.
She received an individual award at the opening round championship series, which is in college mock trial. They have 3 levels, regionals. If you bid out of regionals, you go to Orcs. And if you bid out of Orcs, you go to nationals. So Ava's team bid to Orcs, and at Orcs, she received an outstanding witness award. So she received an individual accolade, which was fantastic. It's great to see some of our alum doing so well at the collegiate level. But like Talani said, it is extremely competitive. I know of some schools where they would have hundreds of students try out for 4 open spots.
Sure. That's something. We have a congratulations from Next Tech Glass, who is a new Saturday sponsor. The hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Visit nexteclass.com. That's nexteclass.com. So thanks for that mention, Next Tech Glass. I know they're big mock trial fans, especially when a local team like Waukesha South wins their 2nd in 3 years.
Yeah.
Tell us about that trial that was really difficult, that kind of had you on the ropes there.
You mean like the final round?
The final round, yeah. And that.
Well, essentially, we had done really well in the first part of the trial when Shorewood was presenting. They were prosecution.
You know, Shorewood, too, yeah.
So they presented first. They are also a very historically good mock trial team.
And they had fancier suits, right? They probably had the whole, you know.
They probably had fancier suits.
And you were more like Paul Newman in The Verdict, right? Was that the movie?
I think Shorewood has won at least 7 times the state championship. They're historically in the finals. They're just a fantastic program.
That's fantastic. Well, great. So great little rivalry brewing then, too, since you guys beat them 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
What was the actual? Can you talk about the actual case? What was involved? Was it a murder trial or Grand Theft Auto?
It was a homicide trial. Essentially, there was this. It takes place in this fictional town. Every case takes place in Clearwater, Wisconsin.
Love it.
Which does not exist. But there's this cliff in Clearwater, Wisconsin that is the topic of like local mystery. Like 3 hikers died there a while ago, and there's a huge reward money for whoever finds it. The town is like, stop looking for this cliff because kids are dying going off the edge of it.
Sure.
And supposedly how it goes is that the defendant in the case, whose name is Maple, takes 2 of their friends to the cliff to try to solve the mystery with them. And one of the friends is crying and wants to turn around. Maple pushes that friend forward, tells them to shut up. And then one of the friends runs away before she can see anything happen, but essentially the kid who was being pushed forward is found dead at the bottom of the cliff. Ugh. That's not what Maple says happened.
Yeah.
But
now, you guys did the defense or the prosecution for that?
Both.
We alternated sides.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
The defense does have typically an easier time than the prosecution for that case. Not a ton of concrete evidence.
Interesting. Yeah. So when a decision's rendered by the judges, if you will, it's not basically guilty or not guilty means you win. It's about how you guys scored on the mechanics of the case.
Yes.
Okay.
The presiding judge votes based on who they think won the case. Well, it's kind of who they think did a better job.
Can theatrics play a role? Yeah. You know.
Definitely.
I'm not out of order. You're out of order.
Whole system's out of order, but we recruit.
I want the truth.
We recruit directly from the drama department, too, so that's a huge.
So you wear like a seersucker suit like Gregory Peck in To Kill a Mockingbird, or put on that Atticus Finch accent, or the glasses, maybe? Or does that get a little too much?
Gets a little too much, I'd say.
I will say the majority. Theater, like theatrical performance, does play a huge part in it. I know that I was recruited by Coach's daughter, Margaret, when I was a sophomore.
Okay.
And now I'm kind of doing the same thing, trying to recruit theater kids as we can, because they just present so well, because it's a certain aspect of like realness you have to bring to the table. And
right.
A lot of times, like theater kids or people who are in a performance do a good job.
Okay. Now, does debate team still exist at the high school level, or is that mostly collegiate?
It still exists in South, to my understanding.
Do you guys poach from debate, or do they try poaching from you, or is there people doing both?
So debate exists, and I know 2 years ago I had some kids come to a mock trial meeting, and then they were like, I'd rather do debate. But honestly, I haven't heard about debate since then. I don't know that there was a team this year.
I don't think there was a team this year or last year. I think.
Okay.
Really?
That's too bad.
And we have about just under 30 kids in the mock trial program now.
Sure.
I remember that a member of our nationals team, Genevieve, was on debate, and then one of our former captains, Hasa Gadipati, was also on the debate team. But that was more of a coincidence than us recruiting directly from debate.
Okay. Sounds good. And then next is nationals, right?
Yes.
When does that take place?
It's in May. It runs the
18th. Somewhere nice and warm, hopefully.
Well,
and this chilly, was it cold or was
this morning was ridiculous. It was 10 degrees when I went out with the dog. Come on. It's the middle of March. But nationals rotates every year, the host state. So this year, Arkansas is hosting. So it will be in Little Rock, Arkansas. It starts on May 18th. We don't have our problem yet because some states are still doing their state competitions. There are actually a ton of state competitions this weekend. So the problem will be released on April 1st, and that's when we'll really get to work on it. So for the most part, the kids have had a break from mock trial, although we do at least have the national rules of evidence. Yeah. So I know they've been reviewing those a little bit.
And they can have some fun. They can catch up some movies, work on some mechanics. Like Philadelphia is another great one. Washington is fantastic in that.
What stinks is nationals is right around the time of AP testing, and almost everybody in mock trial is in AP courses. So that's going to be stressful for them. But I did want to just say we've had a ton of local support the past few weeks. People at the courthouse. Judge Strampy got us a huge donation, which we are so grateful for.
Sure.
We've had a GoFundMe up, which has seen a lot of progress. And we had, during the course of the season, local judges like Judge Ramirez, who's a South grad.
That's right.
Judge Lau.
We might have him on the show.
Right. He's fantastic.
I heard great things about
Judge
him.
Domina, who I believe also went to South.
Okay.
They opened up their courtrooms for us to practice so the kids could actually be in the courtroom and understand where they needed to stand. It's just huge.
And Mayor Riley was a mock trial coach, as you might remember when you first met. He told you that. And so he's a huge fan. And it was the city attorney. He was an attorney at McGonigal. But he, tell him, don't be afraid to break out that checkbook after he gives you the proclamation there. So.
Yeah, we've just been very grateful for all of the local support that we've received.
And speaking of support, too, I'm sure you'll be recognized on April 15th when Waukesha South does their annual Raise the Bar event, and it's going to be at the Stackner Ballroom at Carroll University. So really excited about the new venue and so much to celebrate. This is the second state championship team from Waukesha South I've had on the show. Mm-hmm. The first was last spring. We had the eSports team, and that's another great group of kids.
It is.
And Mr. Yep. Yeah, great. Penn, yep. Cookie mm-hmm. Gilchrist is he was part of that team. Yep. So, yeah. And Penn and Cook. Yeah, Penn and Reed played some baseball together, too.
Yeah, we did. So. It was the fall ball team we did play together.
That's right. Yeah, really the WABC. Fun. I love that team.
So the cheerleaders are also hugely successful at South. Might want to bring some of them on board.
There you go.
They just won state for the fourth time.
Yes. The cheer team.
Yes.
All right. I got to get it.
We do have some fantastic programs at South.
Sure. Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. And it's so great to see such a great group of kids at a very diverse school with great faculty. Anyway, during the break, we were talking about specifically, you said the social studies or history department.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mr. Edlund as well, who was our teacher coach this year, or our teacher advisor, whatever you want to say. He's the AP Econ teacher at South. He also teaches world history.
Wow.
And he is a wonderful man who just completely was behind the team. This was his first year doing it.
Gotta get him on the
everywhere
show.
For us.
Oh my gosh.
He'd be awesome.
He would love it.
Huge emotional support for the kids.
For sure.
Just always there for them.
That's the best.
Great. So when you go to Arkansas, we can guarantee that the weather won't be 13 degrees like it is here today. And I was told I have, as part of our new commitment from Next Tech Glass, I got to tell you the weather today. The high is going to be 22, and it's going to be windy. Boys, it's been since last night, it's been windy. But so bundle up. I mean, the sun's out, or it was for a little bit, and it's not snowing. So there's still, walk the dog and do the fun things you'll do outside. But please bundle up. It's cold. It's windy. But so is this mock trial team taking the world by fire. Did I say it was their second state title in 3 years?
Only once.
And then last year you finished fourth, correct?
We were fifth last year, but that actually was almost, for me, a bigger surprise than this year because we lost.
You had so many seats to fill.
Yeah, we lost Margaret, Ava, and Shayla, and I didn't put all the good kids on one team. We split the teams pretty evenly so everyone would have a chance, and then they went against each other in the regional finals.
Yeah.
And did well at state. And that team, you had freshmen on the team. Mm-hmm. It was almost all underclassmen with the exception. So seven of the nine kids on that team were either freshmen or sophomores.
Okay.
So that was big.
And
but
really,
it,
the only person who had been an attorney on that team was me, but I was a witness last
right,
year.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody That's was fun. Doing a new role. And that was phenomenal to see how much those kids grew during the course of last season.
I love it. I'm so glad you said that, because I know as a coach, you can appreciate this, that, fifth place is still a great honor, but what you were able to achieve, considering in some ways it was, you could argue, it was greater or more.
It was. It was
than what you were able to achieve this year with a kind of a more of a stacked deck.
Right. We only had one kid who'd been in. We had one kid who was a witness, who'd been a witness before, but everybody else was doing something brand new, and they still had a fantastic showing. And that's when I thought, because when we won the 2021 championship, my thought at the time was, this is amazing. We need to savor it because it's never going to happen again.
Right.
But then when I saw how well the kids did last year, I was like, oh my gosh, we could win this in 2023. Yes. And we did. Mm-hmm. Good job, you guys.
Now we're talking dynasty.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. That's great.
And they're just a fantastic group of kids across all three teams. I think they know how much I adore them. They're just great people.
And that's the vibe, again, I've gotten, again, knowing Reed and knowing Ava and some of the other, and now that I've got to meet Talani, it must be a real joy for you to work with these bright young minds.
It's fantastic. They give so much of themselves, and we're student run, so they decide when they practice.
I love it. Just like eSports. Yeah.
Right.
So love it. So when we return, we're going to ask Coach Libby how she's going to get this team prepared with the long break between now and Nationals when This Week in Waukesha continues, plus some Waukesha news and some more in Carroll Sports. Don't go away.
Heat. Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time,
a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
AUKRadio.com.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning.
I want to see the Buddy Blues. Is that the
Buddy Blues?
The Buddy Blues do a cover of this. That's the Hammer song by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And you know, originally I was thinking of doing Lawyers, Guns, and Money by Warren Zevon, but I know that has kind of a negative connotation on lawyers. But
we embrace the negative connotation. It's okay.
And we want to take this opportunity, and Reed supports us fully, to elect, please everyone, help us elect Warren Zevon to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. One of the reasons Calvin's taking Saturdays off is because he's dedicated himself to this moment. When you guys see him, he looks just like a young Warren Zevon, too. He even has the glasses. But that's vote.rockhall.com. Do the right thing.
I will be an excitable boy.
Elect Warren Zevon. Yes. Yes. And maybe a trip to London, right?
Yeah, perhaps. Oh.
So watching a werewolf, drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. I think that's how it went. Anyway, so Libby, you've got a long break before the team travels to Arkansas, Little Rock. And are you going to go to Central High, too, to kind of visit that historic landmark?
Oh, I don't know what we're going to do.
I've never been to Little Rock, so I couldn't. I know it's the capital, I think.
Right. I know the Clinton. Fayetteville? Everybody says the Clinton Library is the place to go.
Yeah.
But I don't know what we're going to do. I don't think we're going to really have time to do anything but compete, which stinks.
Yeah.
That is unfortunate. I mean, considering that we're traveling so far as well. But, you know, see if we run into it.
But in the meantime, what are you going to do? Are you going to have, like, practices or
there will eventually be practices once we get the case.
Sure.
Everybody will read through it. We'll figure out who plays what role and go from there.
Case comes out April 1st.
April 1st.
Sure.
Shivering with anticipation currently.
Will not see me that day.
We're just happy that it's a criminal case. We prefer the criminal cases.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. So now I played the Hammer song because, you know, Rita's aspirations in government. And I think Talani might too, maybe in some. Oh, no, you want to do education, but you could do both.
I could.
A lot of great leaders in politics have come out of the classroom. So, mm-hmm. But it is great hearing that there are still young people interested in teaching and playing a role in education. So I take my hat off to you for that. And then also I wanted to make everyone aware, including our special guests here, that everybody in the city of Waukesha is invited to attend. And this is imagine the future of St. Paul Avenue here in downtown. You're invited to attend an interactive design workshop to guide the future of St. Paul Avenue from Washington Avenue to Barstow Street. Your ideas for the area are an important piece to establishing a cohesive vision for the future of a vibrant St. Paul Avenue corridor. It'll be held on Thursday, March 23rd from 4:30 to 6 at Waukesha City Hall, 201 Delafield Street. And snacks will be provided, so there's a good chance I'll be there. But I think it's a wonderful opportunity for young people and for the community. So please, everyone, mark that on your calendars, especially if you care about you know, our emerging downtown, and so many opportunities for greatness and culture and all the things that we love about Waukesha. So I was glad to share that. And then, hey, quick note too on Carroll University, the women's lacrosse team is doing well. They on Monday they beat the what's okay. coming in there?
Okay, yep, I can hear myself. Yep,
it's Jim Santel from the grassroots.
Hi, Jim.
The Grassroots Network Festival. Yeah,
hey Jim.
So, but
how you doing, Jim?
Hey, Jim. These are the guys that beat your mock trial team here. No, I'm kidding.
We didn't go against Brookfield Academy.
Oh, you never got to face
them. No, we faced them at regionals, but not at state.
Not at state. Okay. So, anyway, Carroll women's lacrosse team beat Linfield at McVinville, Oregon, 14-8, proving the record to 5-1. Trina Harden led all scorers with 6 goals, followed by Janu Patel with 4 goals, Abby Statz with 2 goals, and Grace Brockman and Rebecca Hallman each with 1. Trina Harden also had 3 assists. Lacrosse is a really fun game, and they have a men's and women's team, so check the Carroll website for games here in nicer weather than today, and be sure to check that out. Great things going on over there at Carroll Athletics, and so much more, but me running out of time, I have to talk to my friends here on the mock trial team because there's so many exciting things going on. What about next year? Any plans, anything different you want to do?
We're not going to have Talani. We're losing 3 of our seniors, right. Talani, Erin Leshman, and Molly Paquette. So going to be very large shoes to fill, but we do have, as I said before, some amazing underclassmen. Mm-hmm.
And has Talani announced where she's going to go for college? Would she be willing to do that right here on this week of Waukesha? No.
Talani's frantically shaking her head no.
That would be the biggest decision since LeBron James left for the Heat.
We got to wait. But no, it's like Aaron Rodgers, too. Like, we just got to wait it out.
Yeah. But I'm sure Talani doesn't like being compared to Aaron Rodgers at this state, right?
No, not necessarily.
Fair enough. So, terrific. So, and then Reed has tennis in the spring. Do you have anything going on in the spring?
I do. Waukesha Talani. South is putting on another musical, surprisingly. We usually only do one in the winter, but we're
Fantastic.
Doing another one in the spring.
What is it?
It's called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It has a really small cast. There's only 9 people in it. So we need a lot of people in the audience to fill it up.
I love it.
The musical is hysterical. It's like the funniest musical you've ever seen.
Is there dates for that yet?
Yes, it is April 26th through the 29th, I believe.
The 26th. And then when are you going to be in Arkansas? Is there going to be a conflict there? Or are you just
We are in Arkansas in May,
okay, good.
Right?
So scare you there.
It's still going to be a busy time for the kids who are doing both.
It's 3 of us. 3 of us on the Nationals team are taking part in the spring musical.
So they make up a third of the musical cast and a third of the mock trial team.
True.
There you go. Yeah. So now, because you went to Nationals 2 years ago, correct?
We did, but it was virtual.
Okay, and you felt that's right.
Yes.
But you finished like 13th. Did I get that correct?
Yes. We went 3-1, so our first loss of the season was at the national competition, and we finished 13th overall. I think we can do better this year.
Wow.
I think so, too.
That's exciting. Who won it all? Do you guys remember last night when you were there?
That was Maryland.
The Maryland one, yes. Reed's friends with one of the girls from the team.
Shout out to Aiden Connors, who was the closer that year on that team.
All right. Will that team be back, you think, or have you heard anything?
They have a very good legacy. If you look at past runners-up and past winners, that team has won multiple times.
Because
so
it's only state champions, not state finalists or not. Like, so you'll run into Shorewood again this year.
Right, with the exception of the state that's hosting. So Arkansas will likely have 2 teams, but everyone else will have 1.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a team from a different school every year. So just because maybe California is really strong at one point doesn't mean they're going to be strong the next year because it'll be completely different kids.
Right. Terrific. So, but yeah, no, we'll have to figure out a simulation here at the studio one of these days with the mock trial team. That could be a lot of fun. And remember, Reed, you're here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, and as a former legislative aide on my staff, this is your place too. So we encourage you to come in and hold meetings and do some research or participate in a future show. And same goes to you, Talani. It was a real honor to meet you, and Coach Libby, always great to see you. And you know, enjoy this Saturday. The sun's coming out. Don't forget to elect Warren Zevon to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's crucial.
Best of luck to the Golden Eagles of Marquette as they play my Spartans of Michigan State tomorrow. And, Yeah, we look forward to seeing all of you next week. My guest will be Eric Payne, a longtime alderman facing a competition, an election battle against Bob Selb on April 4th. And don't forget to vote, too. So thanks again for joining us. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya!
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters.
Hey, talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.